From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The leaders of Ukraine, Russia, Germany, and France emerged from marathon talks in Belarus Thursday with a ceasefire deal aimed at ending months of fighting that has killed thousands in eastern Ukraine. The ceasefire is to begin February 15th. It was announced after 16 hours of grueling all-night talks in the Belarusian capital of Minsk. In his remarks to reporters, Russian President Vladimir Putin says the parties have managed to agree on the main issues, including the withdrawal of heavy weapons from the conflict area. Meanwhile, pro-Russian rebels were also reported to have accepted the deal. In his remarks to reporters, the Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko said there was a great deal of tension in the talks. He also denies any agreement was reached for autonomy in the eastern region. He adds that the main thing which has been achieved is that from Saturday into Sunday, that there should be declared without any conditions at all a general ceasefire. All sides, meanwhile, also stressed in separate news conferences that disagreements remain. Talks between Greece and its European creditors ended Wednesday without a compromise on the massive bailouts and corresponding austerity measures imposed on Athens. The two sides failed even to agree on a joint statement after 7 hours of emergency negotiations between the Greek finance minister and Eurozone finance ministers in Brussels. A South Korean court has ruled the daughter of the chairman of Korean Airlines violated aviation safety law during her angry outburst over the way she was served nuts. Heather Cho have become known as the Nut Rage Incident. VOA News. Two Al Jazeera journalists jailed in Egypt since 2013 on charges of supporting the Muslim Brotherhood go on trial again Thursday. It comes after an appeals court last month threw out their original convictions. The retrial in Cairo involves Mohamed Fahmy, who is a dual citizen of Canada and Egypt, before giving up his Egyptian citizenship this month, and Egyptian Bara Mohamed. They were arrested along with the third colleague, Australian Peter Gresty, who was released on February 1st and sent back to Australia. A report issued by the media watchdog group Reporters Without Borders said press freedom declined around the world last year. The annual World Press Freedom Index said conditions in two-thirds of the 180 countries surveyed worsened in 2014. The declines were powered by armed conflicts as well as non-state actors like the Islamic State terrorist group. Violations against press freedom increased 8% since 2013, affecting the majority of the 180 countries surveyed. Australia's Human Rights Commission says the nation's long-term detention of child asylum seekers harms the children and violates international law. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
For 10 months, the Human Rights Commission investigated the detention of children at 11 of Australia's immigration centres. It found a third of young detainees had developed mental illnesses that were so severe they needed psychiatric treatment. Its report, The Forgotten Children, states that other youngsters were the victims of sexual assaults or self-harm. The average length of detention for child asylum seekers is more than 400 days. The Commission says there's no reasonable explanation for the prolonged detention of minors and says there should be a judicial inquiry into what it calls a clear violation of international human rights law. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Amnesty International says authorities in mainland China have tortured and jailed at least two supporters of the Hong Kong pro-democracy protesters that paralyzed large parts of the semi-autonomous Chinese territory last year. The group said in a statement Thursday that at least 27 supporters of the so-called umbrella movement remain behind bars in China. Tiger Woods said his golf is not acceptable for the professional circuit and he will not return until it is. Woods shot a career worst 82 to miss the cut in the Phoenix Open by 12 shots because of tightness in his back. The 39-year-old Woods said Wednesday on his website that the injury is not related to the back surgery he had last spring. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.